Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie. Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, hello. I'm going to try this again.
Hello, Riva. Oh, patience. Hello.
Well, there
hello.
You are, yes, Jim. Sir. I don't know. I've been talking. I didn't know whether I was on. I didn't know where you were. Now I know how you feel when I don't show up.
They're called glitches. No, I was on. We just had a little glitch going with the sound because I got on too at 10, and I was just holding off to, you know, you understand the tech situation, and, you know, I read articles about situations that happen with everything, you know, and it's a tech world today, so who knows what's going to happen, but here we are.
It's August. True, and we're at the mercy of technology. That's kind of the scary part for me, because if all of the telephones go out, they're all going to go out now, because they're putting them all on, you know, satellite. I heard a story over the weekend how a lot of the phone companies are refusing to fix the hard wiring because they want everything to be digital. And so people that are in remote areas that don't have the digital signals, they're making them pay so much more money because they're making it happen, but they refuse to repair the hard wire line. So I don't know. We're just at the mercy of technology.
It's all dependent on, like, what, satellites and everything.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us up to our hot topics.
Alrighty, here we go. Did you want to roll into yours, Reed, or?
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic this morning is the drought and fires in California and really all over the country. The drought is peculiar, I think, to Southern California and the West Coast, but we're having a real drought situation here. And I just want to remind everyone again to do your part to conserve water. When you're taking that shower, lather up, turn the water off, lather up, then turn it back on to rinse off. We send thousands of gallons of water down the drain in the shower. And when you wash your dishes, don't just let the water run. I'm terrible. I have to get better. So I guess I'm really talking to me to get better about conserving the water. And also be aware of fire danger, especially here in California. We're starting to have huge fires really early in the season. That's usually not our problem until, like, September. But we've had fires in July, and I was driving down the street the other day, and I couldn't believe it. This guy's holding his cigarette out the window where ashes could just blow out and sparks could blow out. And, you know, even in the city, you have to be careful because now there are brown lawns, brown trees. They really are suffering from the drought. So also do your part. Don't flick your cigarette out the window. If you're going camping, make sure you're in an area that's safe for campfires. And, you know, just be careful. We have only limited resources. We seem to think that we have resources forever, but they're limited. So we got to conserve our resources. Jim, what's your hot topic today?
Good tip, Reza. Very important. Well, let's ask and save, guys. Let's ask and save. Every dime you save helps, okay? And, you know, the low-hanging fruit. You don't need to worry. You have money in the bank and plenty in your IRAs or TROs or your real estate. You're fine. Well, we We all know that can change. Your real estate equity can drop overnight. Your investment plan can plummet. And, we've seen these scenarios in 07, 08. I lost 6 homes and several around the beach around the Gulf area. And many of my friends lost a lot of real estate. And I know people that had good investments in their Kios and IRAs, and they're basically cut in half. So, remember what I said, back in one of the other shows we had, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans, right? Well, anything could change. I know people that were doing well with apartment buildings. They had 4 to 6, 12 units, and the people would wind up losing their positions and couldn't pay the rent. And so they could, wind up losing their building. Well, so you're 60. You're in your 60s now, and that's your 20s. So it's harder to make up some of these losses. So while you're going to day-to-day, remember your little nest egg. You can keep feeding it by adding to your savings on a day-to-day with little discounts, cutting back on things you don't need. Remember to ask for your senior discounts. And if you were in the military, you can get a military discount. I've been finding my military discounts help me even when it comes to, I get a little reserve spot at Home Depot's. When you go to fast food, there's a lot of free drinks, senior discounts. Denny's has the senior meal. And remember, it begins on your 50th birthday. You qualify for discounts, perks, privileges, and special programs. There are many restaurants that have senior discounts and packages. You can get on utility discount programs, movies, hotel, airlines, grocery stores, travel, and vacations, which Aretha's given us some tips on the vacations, education, transportation. The list goes on and on. Just look, go online, do your research, check out senior discounts, and start saving. You won't know unless you ask. Aretha, that's the name of that tune.
Wonderful, and that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Well, presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back.
Well, hello, Aretha, and I'll tell you, what you said, that little report you did is very important. Little things like if you're going out camping with your campfire, and the cigarette butt, these things with a dry condition like we're in, they can lead to big troubles out here.
Yeah, and it's not just California that's having problems with the fires. It's really all over the country. I don't know what it is. I don't know if people are just getting more careless. I know we've had a few pyromaniacs running around that have been setting fires, which is, I have to admit, as a kid, I set a fire once. And and we had a vacant lot next to our house, and we were playing with matches, and it caught on fire. And thank God we didn't burn anything down. But I learned my lesson at that point. Like, no, do not set fires. And I don't think we even got caught. I don't think, now that I've exposed myself, I think the statute of limitations.
You're beginning a call.
Right. But, I learned my lesson. It was very frightening to see the fire burning, and I realized very quickly that, it could have really been a disaster. But,
let me throw this in there. I was on the fire department, and I've seen some very disappointed people when they get home. At your house, well, whatever, your house burns down, you have insurance, they can rebuild the house. Your family and your pets, if they're all safe. But I'll tell you where they're, where I see the really disappointed looks when they find out everything's safe. But they come inside when it's safe enough, and they go in the bedroom, and they look for that box, that proverbial box that, you remember these, I'm going back a little bit, okay, so the things of importance are different. I'm talking about the old DVDs that had your films of your family or your box of pictures of mom and dad and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, your diplomas or
right,
trophies,
irreplaceables.
Irreplaceable items, and you know what they are? They're a pile of melted plastic. That's what you find. And that's all their 30 or 40 tapes they had put together, or their whatever it is. Or something might be left. But, you know, they tell people, look, go out and get a little rated, it's got to be rated fireproof, a little safe, some kind of safe, couple feet, maybe 3 feet. And you put everything in there that's really valuable, you know, and some diplomas or your pictures. Well, now it's different. I know people are saying, well, you're talking about pictures. Now it's digital and stuff. But
well, leave in your pictures. My grandson wanted a picture of my grandmother. And they're in a box and they're in storage. And, you know, speaking of that, I thought about when I went over there, that's not really the best secure storage. And not as far as someone breaking in, just that it's, you know, it's not sealed very tightly, and so the elements can get in to a certain extent, and I really need to do something about those pictures, because some of them are very, very old pictures, and I always say I'm going to scan them and I'm going to make them digital and I'm going to mark them, and I at this point I'm talking probably thousands of pictures, because my grandmother kept pictures from everything. But, you know, it made me aware of how vulnerable those pictures are. Because, first of all, I wasn't sure where it was. We had to dig through some pictures.
Remember,
and,
Rita, the barn door.
It could have been destroyed.
Remember the barn door scenario. I think I mentioned this to you before. Yeah, you want to close the barn door before the horse leaves. You know,
oh, absolutely.
You're telling me about this. So what you want to do is take some of those. You don't have to take 1,000 of them, but take some of the real important ones and you know, put them on digital or put them in a safe
exactly
place.
Well, the ones that he wanted, I actually did, before I handed them to him, I actually scanned them. So I do have them digitally. But it's true. And the other thing that I have that I don't know anyone who has ever had or will ever get what I have. My grandfather had one of those old-time safes that you saw in the cowboy movie.
Oh, yeah.
Those floor safes.
Yeah.
With the combination lock, and it weighs a ton. And the last time I moved it, it was really hard to find someone who would move it for me. And also, you have to be careful where you put it, because the floors are not like they used to be back then. They're not the concrete floors. And it's so heavy that I can't move it to an upstairs place. So luckily, I have an up and downstairs. But it's this great old safe, and it will withstand anything. But I don't. If I move again, I don't know how many more times I can actually move this safe, because they really don't have safe moving companies anymore. Probably a piano moving company might do it.
Yeah.
But it's an old time safe, but I love it because it holds memories for me, because my grandfather was a doctor. And so he carried a lot of cash, and he brought cash home from the office every day, and he kept a lot of pocket cash also, because back in those days, he didn't really trust the bank on a day-to-day basis. So every night when he would come home, when I was a little girl and I lived with him for a while, we would go, and he would make his hot toddy, and I would get to lick the spoon, which I'm sure he'd be put in jail for now. But he'd mix it with sugar, and I would get to lick the spoon, and then we would go and count the money while he drank his hot toddy. And he would count out the money, and then we'd go to the safe and put the money in the safe. And so it has more sentimental value to me, although I do keep some important stuff. I don't keep all the money that he had. I wish I had it. But I keep some of my important papers in there, so...
You know, some of these things.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, Jim's gems. Okay, I'm going to just throw some things at you guys, what you should know, a couple little tips. Sean Williams had an article in the Motley Fool, it was called, some facts I will share with you, statistics that show baby boomers need to get on track and replan the retirement. Okay, approximately 4 in 10 baby boomers, oh, this is sad, but we've heard this before, have nothing saved for retirement. And you know the scenario I told you. And I'll hit you with it again, but I know you probably have it really down packed by now. The average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they are supposed to retire with 11 times that amount in the bank, about $500,000. In reality, the average baby boomer has about $25,000, which we all know doesn't last very long. 36% of baby boomers plan to rely on Social Security as their primary source of income. Good luck there. Early boomer households are facing a variety of shortfalls with their individuals, you know, the retirement plans and so on. Life expectancies are going up, so, you know, naturally retirement needs to last longer. 19% of baby boomers who are offered a 401k program, which we hear a lot about, don't participate. Full-time workers have a retirement ready index score. This means, are you ready to retire? Of about 4.1 out of 10. That's not real high. While retirees saved, well, they scored about 5.5 out of 10. These figures, what about the other half? You know, in a Forbes article I read, here's how digital health tools, in talking about, here's a couple of tips where you can save your life. In an article by Beth Indeberger, she states that digital health revolution could not be arriving at a better time. The U.S. population is getting sicker, fatter, and more sedentary, isn't that positive, as the population ages and the serious illnesses grow. It will put a real, of course we all know what the burden and the strain it will put on our economy. There are promising new digital health tools. They provide the cost-effective options. Now, we've heard of this before, monitoring patients and promoting better health habits. The most successful of these devices is the tracking, how many hours we sleep and how many steps we take every day. Remember in our past shows on health tips and staying healthy, it does not have to be complicated, and you don't have to spend hours.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
So we're moving on to tech time.
You got it.
This week, I told you I was going to be doing a series on social media, and this week we're going to talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is for those of us who have not totally retired and still want to stay connected in some way with the business world. It's kind of a young man's game because it's really for working professionals. But, again, like I said, some of us haven't retired yet, and we still want to stay connected. Matter of fact, instead of friends, your connections are called connections on LinkedIn. And you just go to LinkedIn.com. That's LinkedIn.com. And you sign up kind of like you do with Facebook or any of the other social medias, but it is very detailed in your professional experience. And if you're looking for a job, that's one of the things that they're doing nowadays. They're really checking in on LinkedIn to see what you have up as a professional profile. And for those of us who are just looking for part-time work or, you know, maybe consulting work, it's really a good resource. You put in all of the things that you're affiliated with. You can put in what your skills are. If you're a consultant, it's really good because it is a form of advertising. You can use it even as your website. If you're not really good at running and organizing a website, you can use your LinkedIn site as your website and tell people to find you there and check on what you've done there. And literally, it has a place for all of your professional stuff, all of your training, all of the businesses that you are associated with. And one of the things that they have that the other social medias don't have is a place for your skills and endorsements. And people who are your connections can go on LinkedIn and they can endorse you. So if you're a contractor and you're doing bathrooms, say, you can have a section where you put up your skill as a bathroom contractor and have your connections go in after you've done their bathroom and actually rate that you're a professional at doing it. They can leave comments, and you have your own kind of Yelp page that you kind of have control over, so you can get rid of the bad reviews. But of course, we're not going to have any bad reviews. And it's also a good way for you to find contacts. So if you're looking for somebody in a certain industry, you can go on LinkedIn, even if you're not interested in really advertising yourself. You can join LinkedIn, and then you can look for people who are in certain professions that you might want to find. Like I said, like if you're looking for a contractor. And it's a really good networking tool for business people. And like I said, nowadays people are really going to your social media. They're looking at your Facebook page. They're looking at your LinkedIn page. And they're looking at what people are saying about you if you're still in business or if you're still a contractor. It's really a good way to network without having to go to the parties and, you know, get out of your house. It's also a good way to locate people that you want to do business with. And the major difference with LinkedIn is everybody can't get to you. In Facebook, pretty much anyone can. In LinkedIn, you pretty much have to have a connection for them to ask if they want to be connected to you. So you can't just go on there and say, okay, I want to meet the president of Disney and be linked in with the president of the Disney Corporation. Doesn't quite work that way, but most people who are looking to have business connections have an open connection, so it's easier to get to them, find who they are and what they do. So if you're in business or you're a contractor or you want to be, check out LinkedIn. So.
Interesting. LinkedIn.
Absolutely. So, Jim, matter of fact, why don't we go to our next commercial? And then we'll be back.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Ezizuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up. Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Ezizuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram.
Well, I'll tell you, Rita, he is nonstop, you know? And you know the tech stuff. But,
I know. Well, speaking of Easy, what's going on with Eric?
Oh, my God. He's, you know, the programs he's working with and the people that talk to me, they go, how does he, you know, get this beyond cutting-edge technology and all these situations? And people come to him and they want to expand what they have, and he just shares stuff. I see him walking around talking, and they're going, wow. You know, I've been in meetings where I see them with their mouth open. They're like, oh, we didn't know that kind of stuff existed. But, yeah, it is amazing to watch all the programs he's putting together and the show and the channel. And, you know, briefly, we got to have you down to our studio. It's the largest studio in Orange County. And we've got our green screens, and I'm building a recording room, and we have an auditorium. I mean, it's a nice little studio. We'll have you down there and do some green screen. So tell me, okay, off the top of your head, we do a green screen shoot with you. What would you want as your background? Would it be in the tropics if we did an interview with you? Here's Aretha out in Hawaii, or what would you like as a backdrop?
No, I don't want a green screen. I want you to take me to Hawaii.
You want? I was going to say, you want to be there. Yeah. Forget the backdrop. Here we are in Hawaii, you know, but you've been there before. But I'll tell you, it's really interesting. And, you know, I didn't have a chance, I don't think, to talk to the Special Olympics we did out here in Missionville. Really went well. Beautiful building with patio and everything. And we had Indonesia and Spain. We hosted, took care of them for a week. And we had a great, you know, situation set up when they got off the buses. We had a couple hundred people waving flags and, you know, giving them high fives and everything. We had Larry Nehmer and his kids come out and put a red carpet together for them. They had a good time. It was exciting. And the Knights of Columbus put on just really nice meals for everybody. So it was a nice week. It was a good week. But, you know, it's like we talked about. We're all anticipating the, you know, arrival of the countries coming out here, Special Olympics. And look at it. Comes and goes, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I think... is it over already? Was yesterday the last day?
I don't really know in L.A. I haven't been following the, you know, every event down there. We took care of two countries here, and then everybody moved down there, and it was a huge event down there.
Phenomenal. I actually went to Thousand Oaks and was part of, they were hosting, I think, five delegations out in Thousand Oaks, and I was in a little parade, and they really, you know, roll out the red carpet for these Special Olympics, and the athletes were just amazing. I was just so impressed with the athletes that were here for the Special Olympics. I was too.
You know, Aretha, we had a situation out at the Lake Mission Viejo. We had a dinner for them and everything out at the lake, and it's beautiful at Lake Mission Viejo with their sand and all their, they have the volleyball. And they had about 15 of them get together, and they just played a little volleyball, and they were really good. And I'll tell you, it was, you know, we had the boats out there and that, but yeah, they're really good at what they do. But I'll tell you, here we are, and it's about the end of the show again, and I know you have to get going. You have an appointment.
I do. Well, I just want to say quickly, I'm going to be in a play in November 6th and 7th. It's called Angry, Insecure Men. It's going to be at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater. Early bird tickets are on sale now, so if you go to the Wilshire E. Bell Theater, or if you just Google Wilshire E. Bell, go to their webpage. You can get the link to go to the early bird tickets for Angry, Insecure Men. It's a play that is... anti-domestic violence, and it also has a warning for women that, you know, to be on the lookout. You know, a lot of times the writing's on the wall and we just don't see it. It's really a good play. I did it last year. We're doing it in a much bigger venue this year. So Angry Insecure Men, I'll be talking about that. You can also Google Angry Insecure Men and you'll find the webpage also. And also this month, August 28th through 30th, I'm going to be at a women's conference, and that's being given by Dr. Barbara Young. And if you go to transformationforsuccess.com, you can find out about the women's conference that I'm going to be speaking at. It's going to I'm going to be speaking. Dr. Barbara Young will be speaking. Florence LaRue will be there. And that's August 28th through 30th. So I'm starting to get busy too, you know?
You're moving to shake Aretha. You're doing all right. And remember, if you want to listen to us, guys, we got a lot of interesting shows on retirement, on health, on Aretha's text information for us. Letter E, letter Z, way, W-A-Y, easy way. B, letter B, .com. Go to the broadcast, click the mic, and click us. Listen to Baby Boomers Live. We have Humanitarian Radio. We have Eric's show. A lot of interesting shows, a lot of great information, and a lot of good tips on health and retirement and whatever. But no matter
absolutely.
What
and we'll be back every Monday, 10 a.m., right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Looking forward to it. We also have a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and then / Baby Boomers Live. And we'll see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
So long, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.